I will be saying the Simran every day before we sit for meditation. If anyone's pronunciation is not correct, he or she should correct it. If anyone has any difficulty pronouncing the first, second or third name, he should listen to me carefully and he should try to improve his pronunciation. Each time I say this, you should also say it after me lovingly and try to improve your pronunciation. Also, you should listen and try to live up to the couple of things I will be saying before we sit for meditation. It can be very helpful in your meditation. And when you go back to your homes and do your meditation, if you will remember those things and if you will do your meditations according to those instructions, you will progress a lot in meditation. First of all, it is very important to make our mind quiet before we sit for meditation. Making the mind quiet means that we should not allow any worldly thoughts or fantasies to come in our within. Because if we have made our mind quiet, then we would be doing our Simran correctly. No one should record the Simran. God has showered a lot of grace on us. Master Kripal has showered a lot of grace on us. He has given us the opportunity of 10 days to sit in His remembrance and do the meditation. You know that the Jivas in the Kali Yuga are so much spread into this world that no one ever thinks about sitting in the remembrance of God. So we are very fortunate ones that God has been very gracious on us to give us this opportunity for sitting in His remembrance and collecting the wealth of the meditation. In Sukhmani Sahib, Guru Arjan Dev Ji says that we should collect the wealth of the meditation of Lord. Guru Nanak says that I bow down to the perfect master. The devotion of Lord is a priceless thing and it is the giver of real glory. It is the remover of all kinds of troubles and lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism. It is the giver of the real peace. Fortunate are those who have got the share of doing the devotion of Lord and collecting this real wealth. The devotees of Lord are not less than God Himself, but unless we go and sit in the company of those devotees of God, those who have manifested God in their within, we cannot collect this wealth of devotion of Lord. Make the mind quiet, as only a quiet mind can meditate. Don't understand meditation a burden, do it lovingly. While meditating, don't allow your mind to wander outside. Concentrate at the eye center. Now all of you sit.